I know that I am tired of hearing all this negative news. You turn on the radio, you turn on the TV, magazines, it's always somebody killing somebody, somebody throwing bombs, and somebody's fighting. If we are all foreigners to this world that we're in, and somebody say, "Oh, let's go visit that place," or somebody invite us, and we hear all those things, you think we will come? I don't think so. And then we always wonder why. And because we don't know the truth, we actually blame God for letting it happen. Well, are we going to explain that to you? Because I'm tired of being mad and angry that these things are going. I have been told that the reason this happens, why we consider, spread, or propagate, and even enjoy such news, is because humans or humanity truly believes good is the normal thing, and it is to be expected. And therefore, the opposite is news. And I had to let that sink in. Now, what do you mean good is the normal thing? Because, just like our breathing, right? We take it for granted because we don't make any efforts until we have to go to the hospital or somebody has an oxygen tank, isn't it? And then we pay attention to it, isn't it? As we all are breathing normally, nobody say, "Hey, what's going on?" They said the soul recognizes that good is the normal thing. And we recognize. There's a saying that I say in my personal private practice when I meditate. When I say, "It is my will to recognize Supreme Infinite Spirit, Almighty God, as the only power, the only presence, and all of that." Because when you recognize that, then you get you get along with that. So when I was told that good is the normal thing, that's why they don't talk about good things in the news. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening in the world, but you will not hear it as much. There are people who are living happily, who have been married and all of that. But the one we pay attention is the one who, a celebrity that is divorcing, isn't it? As if everything is about that. I remember in 1978 or 79, and I was coming to the US and I was flying to Texas. My aunt, God bless her, so she's passed on, said, "Why are you going to Texas? Isn't that where they killed that president? You're going to be killed. Why would you? Isn't American people? Why don't you go somewhere else? You would think all of Texas people are just shooting each other and killing each other, isn't it?" Because the world heard when Kennedy was shot, but did they hear about all the good things that was happening then? That's why they say falsehood lies, untruthfulness. We go around the world before truth even has the time to put on his pants. It's already spread, isn't it? Negativity. So why shouldn't the reporters, why shouldn't the news, why shouldn't they talk about somebody who is a billionaire, right? Or maybe a millionaire. I read this long time ago. Who decided he has this beautiful home in Hawaii? And then he knew some of the Hawaiian natives and all of them, they were going through hardship. He put them in his house. He has several rooms so that they don't have to, you know. They couldn't believe it. We've heard of some of these NFL players or some of these that built homes and give it to people. How many of those do we hear on a daily basis? Or a common person who helps somebody who just fell? Or who sees somebody that are hungry and went to McDonald's and bought them? Shouldn't that saturate the whole news? They said, good, that is the normal thing, doesn't sell news, isn't it? And then we wonder why our world is in chaos. Remember last week we talked about wherever your thoughts are, the energy goes there. So good is the normal thing and it is to be expected. And God is perfect good. And God is the cause only of perfect good. So why is it that that negative things are the things that we always get, you know, they catch our attention? Nobody ever talked about the Palestinians and the Israelites who are trying to bring peace to their country. They've been doing that long before this war started, 20-something years, or even 30-something years. Did you and I hear about that? Shouldn't they have been all over where they are propagating that? Nobody talked about the Russians who could not believe that Ukraine was attacked. And they were crying because it's like, these are our people. We're always talking about the Karenites and the Kevinators. We talk about racism and prejudices and all of that, as if that is what human being is all about. And there are people in this country of different race who don't have that. But when you hear that, you would think that is all this country is about. This is what the world is about. Even the country of my birth, where I was raised. If you hear the news that the U.S. government puts out, you would think that whole country is being robbed by Boko Haram. Remember those, you know? So why do we do that? So this brings to my mind, a question this young man called Ken Yadier. He's from Philadelphia. He asked Barack Obama. This is in 2020. This is March 2020, I think. Yeah. October 22nd of 2020. And this is what the young man asked Obama. And he's a Congress person for the state of Pennsylvania. Kenyatta questioned Obama about his own belief in progress. Obama was still the president, or was he? No, he already left. This is what he says. When you run for office, your slogan, hope and change. And he said, the last couple of years have been a lot of sadness and destruction. What still gives you hope? He asked. First of all, let's see what that question. The last couple of years have been a lot of sadness and destruction. Didn't some good things happen in those years? Was everything sadness and destruction? Because if it is, none of us would be here. Of course, that's during the COVID, isn't it? And we all went into panic, didn't we? Even if somebody you love come near and say, oh, no, put on your mask or don't come near me. So he asked, what gives you hope? He asked. And this is what Obama said. Hope is not blind optimism. Hope is not ignoring problems. Hope is believing in the face of difficulty that we can overcome and get a better world. Hope is looking squarely at our challenges and our shortcomings and saying, despite that, despite what we are going through, despite whatever the appearance, in spirituality, whatever the appearance, although Obama didn't use that, despite that, I think through effort and will and community, just like our spiritual community, we can make things better. And so I have never lost hope over these last 4 years. And he says, I've been mad, like some of us. I've been frustrated, but I haven't lost hope. And he looked at that young man, said, if you don't think things have changed, then he said, look at yourself. Having a brother in the state legislature with that haircut, he had a haircut. That is a change. See, that looks sharp, huh? But I'm just saying, man, you didn't see that 20 years ago because nobody would vote for you with that haircut. And what did the young man say? My hairstylist, thank you. Replied Kenyatta, joking that they will cut the video clip of the praise as an endorsement. So we can be like Obama, because I know I've been like that. Even though I'm not Obama, I'm Obama. We can be mad, frustrated about all these things we're talking about. And even blame God for this when God has nothing to do with it. We may even be hopeful that things will change for the better. And it is possible that would be the case. But we must bear in mind that understanding something and attaining it are two separate things. Because each of us individually, we say we understand we want a better world and all of that. Then how come we've not attained it? That's why in our affirmation, when we say, I claim God is infinite life. I understand it and express it. It means when you express it, that means you've attained it, you are living it. So we cannot wish for things to happen no matter. Now, the PB and J, let me tell you what PB and J means. For those of you who eat peanut sandwiches. PB and J means passion. Because we all show passion. We want good things to happen. We want peace, prosperity, and all of them. And the beauty of what that brings. And the joy. So we cannot wish for things to happen, no matter the PB&J we put into it, the passion, the beauty, and joy. For us to enjoy good, remember we said good is normal, as the normal normality, and expect it to be so all the time. We must change the kind of company we keep. What company are you keeping? What company am I keeping? Do you like the kind of people you normally associate with? There are many people who are not content with merely reading an account of an unhappy event. I've met them. Some of you know them. Maybe some of us will become them. They are not satisfied, not content with merely reading an account of an unhappy event, but cannot wait to recount and spread the details of the dreadful event to anyone who will listen. Sometimes they will even make it up. Isn't that what social media is? Somebody sits in there and they just make up stories. Because humanity's our chief mistake is in constantly filling our minds with these happenings, and living this way can only bring in harmony and happiness. Because if everything is negative, we're feeling it. Remember we talked, wherever your thought is, yeah. And then we want the mind to change. We want the world to change. And those things, whenever they make it up, or whenever, you know, you, why do we even get? I mean, it's like we take satisfaction in somebody's suffering or something. We can't wait to get down to the gory details. Somebody was stabbed 210 times. Salman Rushdie, he has a new book now called Knife. If none of you know about Rushdie, he's the one who wrote what they call the Satanic Verses about Islam. And because of that, they were going to kill him. And eventually, is it 2 years ago, somebody from Jersey, a young man from Jersey, finally got him when he was giving a talk in New York, stabbed him so many times. And he said, he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in praying to anyone. He doesn't believe in miracles. Although he read the scriptures and, you know, so that he can talk from them. He doesn't believe in it. See, but his doctor said, none of them believe he will be alive. I guess miracles do happen. And he said, he doesn't believe in premonition. You know what premonition is? When the divine spirit in you gives you heads up, this is going to happen, you better pay attention. He had a dream that he was in the amphitheater. So it looks like the days of the Greek days. And there's this person, not with a knife, but with a sword, just stabbing. And he was trashing in bed, trying to, and his wife had to wake him up. And he told the wife what he said. And he said, I don't feel like going. But he said, well, it's just a dream anyway. If everyone lives by the nightmare or dreams they have, they will never do anything. Well, it happened to him exactly how they told him. And if he had listened, right, he would have avoided that. Now he's blind in one eye because he was stabbed there. The hands are, you know. But he's alive. So Did he have to go through that? No. But he went through that. And the news spread like wildfire. I'm sure there's something for his soul to learn that, yeah, there is God. Each of us have a gift of premonition. Shouldn't dismiss it, whatever it is. Just like good is normal for us. But because of the way we've entertained ourselves and tried to live our life, then that good, you know, is not what saturated us. It's not the way we're living every day. Do we understand this? So when I said, what kind of company do you keep? I'm sure most of us, we immediately think of our fellow humans, you know, who are your friends and all of that. Forgetting that our first companion or company is the company of our thoughts. What kind of company are you keeping? What kind of company am I keeping? Those are your thoughts. Those are your first companion, closer to you than your wife, your kid, or anyone else. And when you keep those thoughts in your mind, it has to manifest. It's not going anywhere. Because we keep forgetting we have the power of God in us. Just like Salman Rushdie, just because he said he didn't believe in God, God didn't leave him. God gave him like, look, this is going to happen. And we forget that. When they say, you are a child of God, everything means that. That power of God that creates. So when you nurse those thoughts, that thing has to manifest somewhere because that power of God will create it. Especially when we give it feelings and all of that. So when we continually have our thoughts of anger, fear, resentment, jealousy, greed, criticism, and so on, because I don't think we can list it. If we go, we'll be there forever listing them. Eventually, we eventually bring these things into manifestation in one form or another. So when we see chaos, we are responsible for the chaos, the mayhem, the killing, the poverty, and so on. You say, well, I'm not Russian. I'm not Vladimir Putin, so I cannot. Have you not been angry and so clouded that, you know, it's like you want to get rid of somebody for being in your way? Well, that's what he did. So if you and I want to improve the kind of company we keep, we must see to it that you and I are keeping mental company with love. Because don't forget, that power of creation is still within you. It's not leaving you. Even when you kaput today, when you die, that power of creation still goes with you wherever you go because it's part of your soul. That's how you are created. So if you focus on love, joy, peace, harmony, and above all, that we are constantly channeling our thoughts along positive and constructive lines. And then we see Christ in all of creation and our fellow beings. That Christ is part of our intuition that told Salmon, don't, this is going to happen. That Christ is in. It's in everything, both crawling things and trees and all of them. That's God's presence. It's not going anywhere. But if we see that in each other, then by doing this, we will find that we have surrounded ourselves with people who reflect the state of mind. Because if you are Don't take my word for it. Just practice it for 3 months. About love, generosity, whatever that is positive, and see the kind of people that will be showing up at your door. Because it's something I've lived. You can't help it. They will just show up. And when they see you, they say, light knows light. The beaming, even the energy that you will feel. Yeah, you begin to attract them. They might not be your BFF. Is that how they call it? But you will start to encounter them, and that energy will continue to share with each other. When I was growing up, like they said, charity begins at home. You want the world around us to be positive and all of that. It starts with you and I. If you want the world to be better, it must begin with you through your constant positive thoughts, words, and activities. You'll be surprised to find that the people you meet will be living up to the new standard you have set for yourself. So just try 3 months thinking about love, positive, all these great things. When you concentrate on the good that is to be found everywhere, not the negativity. Because even when all these chaos and mayhems are happening, which is what the news report, there are a lot of good things happening. We must never forget that. Even in the wild kingdom of the forest or the jungle, we've seen stories, unless maybe AI made it up, a lioness that makes sure the lion doesn't eat the goat. Can you believe that? Or what was the one that happened in North Carolina? The dog and the sheep, right? That then when the dog was taken somewhere, the sheep just was beside itself. They bonded. Finally, they have to make room for the sheep too. So when we concentrate on the good things that is to be found everywhere, soon the negative things will drop out of your own life. And the world too will look a lot better to you. Because we all see through our own glasses, isn't it? When you see somebody that you like, oh, the same person you think you like, somebody else can stand them. Now focus on your own plate of food. Don't worry about what the other one is thinking. And as the aggregate comes, those you attract those, it will continue to spread. And maybe influence those who are carrying the other way. So, and then we will have a better world. Then we can all share and believe in the word Obama said. Hope is not blind optimism. Hope is not ignoring the problems. Bad things will happen. But our positive things is ready to change it. Hope is believing in face or in the face of difficulty that we can overcome. That you can influence somebody whose all energy is about negativity because you and your friends are all about positive. And like, God bless her, she's passed on, the one that started Bath and Body, she's passed on and she was a baby. She said long time ago, he said, if you don't think you can make a difference in life, well, you've not been in bed with a mosquito. Remember the little mosquito when they bite you? And how big you are, you'll be shifting. So when you and your friends, and all of us, all our community members are thinking positively, it goes out. I mean, Jesus was only one person. How many Christians do they have today? There is something in what he said, in what he stood for, that is inspiring, even though we don't practice it. We know it, but we don't practice it. And then we expect it to be so. How is it going to be so? So hope is believing in the face of difficulty that we can overcome and get a better world. Hope is looking squarely at our challenges and our shortcomings and saying, despite that, I think through effort and will and community, we can make things better. And then we will let the words of the scripture to guide us. The first of them says, this is Galatians 6, 7. Be not deceived. I love that word every time I read it. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man or a woman soweth, that shall he also reap. So in case people can't understand the archaic biblical expression, this is what it means in, say, don't be under any illusion. You cannot make a fool of God. A man's harvest or a woman's harvest in life will depend entirely on what you sow. If you sow for his own lower nature, his harvest will be the decay and death of his own nature. If you allow those negativity, if you plug in, that's what you will get. But if you sow for the spirit, you will reap the harvest of everlasting life by that spirit. So let us not grow tired of doing good or thinking good and positively. For unless we throw in our hand, the ultimate harvest is assured. If you don't give up, try for 3 months. That's all I'm saying. Let us all do good to all men and women as opportunity offers. That's what the but usually when we quote that, we just say, God is, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever you sow, you reap. If you think positively, that's what we generate. But then the other scripture says, which is Philippians chapter 4, verses 18. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, which is positive, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Dwell in the positiveness of life. Because whatever you've learned or received or heard from me, Jesus, and all, you've seen in that, put it to practice. Because just knowing it is not enough. You have to practice it. And the God of peace, of prosperity, positiveness, love, joy will be with you. Then we can all express these words with deep feeling and manifest it. God is perfect good and is the cause only of perfect good. And good is the normal thing of life. May it be so. And so it is. Amen.